I shall have to go back several years, 13 to be exact, to start my story. At that time, my brother died, leaving me his two children. Halsey was 11 then, and Gertrude was 7. All the responsibilities of maternity were thrust upon me suddenly. To perfect the profession of motherhood requires precisely as many years as the child has lived. Like the man who started to carry the calf and ended by walking along with the bull on his shoulders. However, I did the best I could. When Gertrude got past the hair ribbon age, and Halsey asked for a scarf pin and put on long trousers, and a wonderful help that was to the darning, I sent them away to good schools. After that, my responsibility was chiefly postal, with 3 months every summer in which to take my foster motherhood out of its 9 months' retirement in Camphor. I missed the summers with them when, somewhat later, at boarding school and college, the children spent much of their vacations with friends. Gradually, I found that my name signed to a check was even more welcome than when signed to a letter, though I wrote them at stated intervals. But when Halsey had finished his electrical course, and Gertrude her boarding school, and both came home to stay, things were suddenly changed. The winter Gertrude came out was nothing but a succession of sitting up late at night to bring her home from things, taking her to the dressmaker's between naps the next day, and discouraging ineligible youths with either more money than brains, or more brains than money. Also, I acquired a great many things. To say, lingerie for undergarments, frocks and gowns instead of dresses, and that beardless sophomores are not college boys, but college men. Halsey bought a car, of course, and I learned how to tie over my bonnet a gray baize veil, and, after a time, never to stop to look at the dogs one has run down. People are apt to be so unpleasant about their dogs.